Burke, why not cue the band? Last night, the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers brushed up for the playoffs on each other. Also, March Madness coming soon to a TV screen and an office pool near you. And also, there might be a new American Olympic star in Vancouver. We're joined now by NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
I'm a hurting buck. I stayed up and I watched that Celtics Cavs game, which is not a good idea on the East Coast when you have to work in the morning. But two best teams in the Eastern Conference. But, you know, every time Cleveland closed, Boston, playing without Kevin Garnett, pulled ahead. What's that mean?
Well, what it means is that both teams basically knew that the home team wins these games. The home team has now won 15 games straight. You know, and you watched it. If Cleveland ever had a good opportunity to break that home court streak, it was last night. You know, yeah. Boston's all-star forward Kevin Garnett was out with an injury. Another big man, Glenn Davis, got kicked out during the game for that flagrant foul. And then, of course, Rajon Rondo, that whippet quick point guard for the Celtics, he was hobbled by a sprained ankle. And with all that in their favor, and with the planet's best player, LeBron James, on their side, the Cavs still couldn't do it. The Celtics have just this great power game near the basket. Their defense, as always, is dominant and was dominant. And then they've got Paul Pierce, who's a great player, and he was great again last night.
How do you assess the addition they made of new players this year?
Well, you know, Cleveland got Joe Smith. He's a reliable big man. He'll get the Cavaliers points and rebounds. Boston, on the other hand, got Stephon Marbury. And he's a guard with talent, but he's got a really bad history. In fact, the current Sports Illustrated has an NBA players poll rating the player you'd least like to have on your team. And guess who won going away? Stephon Marbury. Yeah. And Boston says they signed him with eyes wide open. They're relying on their established team leaders like Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce to keep him on the straight and narrow. I think they will. He hasn't really contributed yet. He may soon.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people said that when Dennis Rodman went to the Bulls and they won three championships with him.
Exactly, and Scottie Pippen and who's that other guy? Michael Jordan?
I believe
they
so.
They kept him on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, the underwear manufacturer, Michael Jordan. and boy, you know, this was a rough week for Bulls fans. Johnny Kerr, Red Kerr, considered to be, in a sense, the founding Bull. Great player and broadcaster, died the same day, the very same day, as the former guard and also another broadcaster, Norm Van Leer, who was just 61 years old.
Yeah, Stormin' Norman. Definitely a sad time for Bulls fans. Kerr's funeral was Thursday, and there was a huge outpouring of love and affection. And, you know, another sad part of this, Van Leer wasn't as revered by the Bulls organization. He reportedly was upset that he wasn't asked to speak at a ceremony in Chicago honoring Kerr last month. Yeah. But, you know, as you said, both provided Chicago and NBA fans lots of thrills during their playing careers. They were both three-time All-Stars, Van Leer during the 70s and Kerr in the 50s and 60s.
March Madness in college basketball starts the week after next, Selection Sunday, as they call it. Well, somebody calls it that personally.
And you have to say your voice. You have to use that tone of voice.
Selection Sunday, you're with us. What do we expect? Throw some names into the hopper.
Madness. We can expect madness as always. Well, you know, I'll throw some names into the hopper. Connecticut, Pittsburgh, North Carolina, Louisville, Oklahoma, Memphis. Those are the teams that have jockeyed near the top all season. But, you know, this 64-team tournament, if it reflects the Wild men's regular season, it is going to be, as I said, madness. I mean, at the beginning of the season, it was North Carolina and everyone else.
Yeah.
But men's college basketball is such that it's hard to go untouched for an entire season. You know, there are lots of talented players everywhere in the country. College kids still are developing, and they often get better during a season, and injuries obviously can change a team's fortune. So I'd be surprised if those teams I mentioned didn't, you know, if the champ didn't come from that group. But, of course, March Madness is all about surprises.
And I know your eyes are turned to the German Alps today, Tom. Let me explain that. Yeah, no, I'm. It's not like you're that big a fan of The Sound of Music. The American alpine skier Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah. So, oh, I thought that was a cue for me to sing "The Hills Are Alive." Okay,
that's the last
Lindsey
thing it
Vonn.
Is, yes,
yeah, no, yes. My eyes were turned, as were the skiing world. Lindsey Vonn was poised to make history. She didn't make history. She was trying to become the first American woman to win two overall World Cup championships. Now she won the overall title last year in a slalom event today in Germany. She clipped a gate, didn't finish the race, so she was denied the title. But she still got a really big points lead heading into next week's World Cup finals in Sweden. And let me just take these last few seconds to praise Lindsey Vonn. She's the best female ski racer in the world. At 24, she's already the greatest U.S. female racer in history. She's best known for a horrendous practice crash during the 06 Olympics. She didn't win any medals there. But I guarantee, Scott, in less than a year from now, she'll win her share and be one of the biggest stars at the Vancouver Olympics.
Tom Goldman, doe a deer, a female deer? Thanks very much.
You're welcome.